So what if I told you your savings account could work for you and not against you? That you could store cash, grow it tax-free, and access it whenever you need without Wall Street or the banks controlling all your money? I'm going to stay with me here. Infinite banking solves for cash, not life insurance. So what is IBC? People think IBC is about life insurance, and it's not. Now, you have life insurance with it, but it's not about it. It's a system, and it's a concept that lets you take control of your savings, grow your money safely, and access and get that money whenever you need it. Now, here's the thing. It's tax-free anytime you need it. Imagine being your own bank and financing your own investments and never needing a loan from a traditional bank. It's a fascinating thought. So let me break it down this way. So there are so many ways to create wealth. So think of it this way. Think of getting to California. I live in Alabama. You could drive, you could fly, you could take a train, you could bike, you could even walk. There are many ways to get to California, but what's the most efficient way? There are many, many ways to build wealth too, but the best way is to manage your dollars in a way that protects them. You have investment dollars, then you have savings dollars, and then you have living dollars. If you don't manage your savings dollars properly, you could be losing every day without even realizing it. Because here's the thing, investment dollars, you're going to have a little bit of risk there because you know that you could lose it, but you're willing to take a gamble a little bit. Savings dollars are dollars that you can't afford to lose. You can't afford to lose it. Okay. So let's look at this. Let's talk about where people typically store their savings. So you're going to fit in some of these buckets. So the first thing is a savings account or money market account. Okay. Savings, they're safe and earns almost no interest, and you're taxed on that interest yearly. If you've got $100,000 in a money market account, it gains $5,000 of interest, which 5% is really, really good. Probably not that right now. You got to pay taxes on that $5,000 that you earn. So you're really not earning $5,000. Okay. Retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs. Here's a great thing. They grow tax deferred, but you lose access to those things until you're almost 60, until you retire. And you will be taxed on it when you pull it out. Now, here's the kicker. Taxes in the future are going to be higher than they are now, simply because of our national debt. And I don't want to get political, but taxes are going to have to go up at some point. Other places, CDs. So CDs, and they're kind of an old tool, but people still use them, believe it or not. The bad part about CDs is your money's locked up. There's little to no returns, and you're taxed on those gains too. Now let's talk about a properly structured whole life insurance or an IBC account. It's the only option that gives you growth, liquidity, tax advantages all in one place, and you can use it all throughout anytime you have it. So why does IBC win? When we talk about savings, we need a tool that does five key things. Okay. I'm going to put these up on the screen. So number one is tax-free growth. You're going to keep more of what you earn. Okay. The second thing is uninterrupted compounding. Your money keeps growing even when you use it. It's a crazy thought, but uninterrupted compounding is one of the eighth wonders of the world. The next thing is guaranteed returns. No market risk. So it's a contract. This IBC or life insurance policies are contracts, and you get a guaranteed return no matter how good or how bad the market is, okay? The next thing is liquidity. You have access to your money at any time. Being able to, this is where it's a lot different than a retirement account, is I can get my money anytime, I can use it for anything I want to. The last thing, which a lot of people don't think about, but it's a pretty cool thing, is protected from creditors. So it protects your wealth from lawsuits, liabilities, and things like that. So if someone tried to sue you, they can't get access to this money. So here's the thing. A properly structured IBC policy does all of those five things that I just mentioned. Your savings should work for you, not for the banks, because that's what the thing. When you put money in savings accounts, they give you 1-2%. And they're loaning it out at 6-8%. That's a pretty big spread. Here's what most people don't realize. Most people are paying more in interest to banks than they are earning on their own savings. That means they're losing more money even if they think they're being smart about it. But by using an IBC policy, you put yourself on the receiving end of all the interest. Interest, instead of paying the banks, you're paying it to yourself. So let's talk about the solution, how IBC works for you. When you use IBC, you're simply redirecting money you are already spending into a system that benefits you instead of borrowing from a bank. You borrow against your own policy, your money. Your money stays in the account, growing with uninterrupted compounding. While you finance a car, while you finance a great vacation, while you finance an investment, whether it's for business, investments, real estate, large expenses, you are in control. You're in control. Just this week, this is crazy. Just this week, I sat down with a couple and they made in their household about $370,000 a year. No debt, one car and one house. That's the only debt they had. And they looked at me and they said, where does all the money go? A lot of it is going to cash. They're spending things in cash and they're not enjoying the interest they could have made, or it's going to the finance charges that are made. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you're ready to take control of like your finances, and a lot of people think they are, but they really don't know where all their money's going, get on a call with me and I'll sit down with you and let's see how IBC can work for you and your business. Don't let the banks take control. You having control is one of the most important things. I'm not asking you to start another business. All I'm asking you to do is to do what you do and do it well, but also become your own banker. So if you like this, hit the like button and subscribe to our channel. I really, really would appreciate it. Let me know in the comments. I'd love to know this. Hey, where do you store your savings? Where are your safe dollars? I look forward to talking to you. Thanks.